Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. What you're going to after your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. Him less rain. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Ah, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
My, I don't know about you all. I love that song. That's Pastor Samuel Blakes, all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. Pastor at New Home Ministries here in the city. Amen. He's saying God wants to hear from you. I was waiting till that song got on YouTube where we can download it. When he first did this single, Hallelujah. You had to go to iTunes to purchase it. But now it's available, and I was able to download it on our playlist. That's a beautiful song. I don't know about you, but it ministers to me. Amen. God wants to hear from you. Glory to God. Many times we're waiting to hear from the Lord, but if he never hears from us, hallelujah, you'll never hear from him. Amen. He said to make your petition, make your request known. So we have to go before the throne of grace. God wants to hear from us. He wants us to make known to him what our desires are, even though he knows, because the scripture also says we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. But it says that the Holy Ghost make it intercession for us with moanings and groanings. Amen. So we just bless the Lord today. We welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Somebody just need to say hiya, Lord. Huh? Somebody just need to get a yes in their spirit today. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing, and I know sometimes I may be redundant in some of the things that I say, but when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, I tell you, there's a praise on the inside. Amen. I bless him. I bless him. I bless him. I was rushing, trying to get back to my little sacred place where I could host this broadcast, but I was blessed to have lunch with two beautiful sisters in Christ, Minister Daryl, and then also Minister Keisha. Hallelujah. Just had a beautiful lunch with them, a late birthday blessing, but I thank God nevertheless. Amen. You know, God's people are the greatest. I don't care if it's something about them you dislike, if it's something about them that you displeased with. Baby, there's no people like the people of God. There's no people like the saints, baby. Hallelujah. When you got the saints in your midst, amen, you can command some things, amen, you can pray for some things, you can declare, you can decree, because you're covered. He said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing. Ah, glory to God. God would be in the midst. So we're excited about what God is doing, even on this radio blog talk. I tell you, God has just been doing something through the airwaves, amen, as these men and women of God come on and expound on the word, amen. We're on a very powerful topic this week, and I tell you, as we were sitting down at lunch, you know, the Essence Festival is here in the city of New Orleans. They start on tomorrow, and we were even talking about a tool to just get out there and give out some tracts and, you know, just talk about Jesus and maybe get in there early where you can talk to one of the vendors and, you know, put some of our cards in the package. We have there's all kinds of tools and there's all kind of strategies that you can use to reach people. Amen. So we're just blessed, amen, to have with us today another powerhouse. Amen. All the way from the city of New Orleans by way of Baton Rouge. Amen. She is the mother. Amen. She is the wife. Hallelujah. She is the pastor. Amen. Of B as in boy, Peck Ministries there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I have come to love this woman of God. I have met her personally. And I tell you, you're talking about a powerhouse. You're talking about a woman that is well-versed in the word of God. She is that and some more. Amen. So we're just excited about this topic, mandated to evangelize. How many are out there in the streets? How many are flooding our communities and our neighborhoods? And even when you're just by yourself, are you sharing this gospel? If you're not sharing this gospel, shame on you. This gospel needs to be shared every day of your life. You should never leave out your house and go out to work and taking care of your business, and you never share nothing with the Lord. Let me just tell you, I was running in here, and I needed some gas, and I started, and I knew it wasn't nothing but the Lord, because I started to come straight on home. And something said, just stop at that gas station and get you a little gas. And so in the midst of me stopping there, SUV was on the other side of the pump, and there was two ladies, and the car just didn't start anymore. So they had some two men push the car from by the pump. And so as I finished gassing up, oh, God, I tell you, God knows where to place you at the right time, okay? And as I finished pumping, those two ladies got out of the truck, and they was thanking the guys for pushing their truck on the side, and they assured them that nobody was going to bother their truck. So I seen them, and I said, which way are you all headed? Where are you going? And they said, we're going on Barone Street. And I said, where? And they gave me the address. I said, well, I'm going that way. And they had cigarettes in their hand. They were smoking. But they put the cigarettes out, and they got in the car. And I told them I'd give them a ride. So they got in the car. They put the cigarettes out. And immediately, the young lady that got in the front seat, she said, oh, excuse me. She said, oh, excuse me, I'm smelling like smoke. I said, honey, that's all right. I'm just giving you a ride. You're going to be out of here. But in the midst of that, I was able to give them my push card with the church information and also with the radio broadcast information. Got their names and everything, and I was headed right where they were going, and my mother's home is only like 4 or 5 blocks from where they were headed. And they said, oh, thank you, oh, thank you. And after they found out that I was a minister, there was even more convicted. So look at that. That's two souls I met today. Gave them a ride, and it was raining, so I was not going to let them be anywhere they needed to go. I was going to get them there because you know what? The Lord put it in my spirit. So he had me there at that pump for such a time as that, and that was for those two young ladies. So guess what? They'll never forget I gave them a ride. They'll never throw that card away. God, glory! Hallelujah. So God will position you at the right place at the right time. So anyway, we're going to get right on into the segment because I know y'all anxious and I know y'all ready for these tools that Pastor Angela Peck is going to give to us today regarding evangelism. So God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen, everybody. I am glad to be here this afternoon. I want to thank God for the opportunity, and I want to thank God for you, Pastor Adrian, for giving me the opportunity to be heard. Mm-hmm. Amen. And not only to be heard, but to allow God and just to know that you trust the God on the inside of me to come and share with your people, the people that God has placed into your hands, the people that follow you. And I want to thank God for giving me that opportunity and touching your heart to say, okay, I release you to come in unto my house. I really want to thank God. I really want to thank God for that. I am excited this afternoon about the mandate that God has and what God is dealing with you in order to teach the people. Amen. Mm. I want to say that I am nothing of myself, but everything that God has given me, it came from heaven. Everything that I am comes from heaven. Every heartache, every challenge, every disappointment, everything that came to me, guess what? It came from heaven. So I really thank God for that opportunity. And before I go any further, let's just go before the throne that God can intervene on the phone line. Father, we welcome you here to the phone line. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here to this phone line. Jesus, you are welcome here to the phone line. Father,
thank you,
we call upon you, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God, these are your people, Father. I decrease that you may increase even the more, Father. I'm asking you, God, to allow for your words to become my words, God. I'm asking you, God, to allow for your ears to become my ears, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father.
Jesus.
I lift up every soul that's on the phone line, God. I lift the household up on the phone line, God. You know their need, God. The Bible says that you shall supply all of their needs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Cause the word to become alive within them, Daddy. Cause the word to live on the inside of them, Daddy. Father, I dare not take your glory, God.
Hallelujah.
All glory, all honor belongs to you, Father. We come to give you the praise this afternoon, God. We're coming to give you glory this afternoon, God. We just want to worship
and you are welcome here, Father. Do as you please. Holy Ghost, you are released here to do as you please, God. Expose yourself even the more, God. Expose yourself to the people, God. Holy Ghost, expose right now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, amen and amen. We're going to go to the word. I don't want to prolong your time. And I am going to give you exactly what God has given me. And even as I speak that he dropped, I determined that I would give you that as well. Because as I said before, I'm nothing of myself, but I'm everything that God has given me. So with that being said, we're going to talk about what Pastor Adrian, that God has placed upon her heart. It's a mandate to what? Evangelize. We all know that a mandate is an authorization. What? It's an authorization to act in a place, a particular way, in a public issue. Amen. How many of you know we are not in a secret society here? But what, we are in a public thing, which means that the Bible tells us that even when you began to evangelize, it's just the good news of Jesus Christ. It's the victory in Jesus Christ. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. But how many of you know that all the books of the Bible, if you can sit down and read them, they are evangelizing. And when you sit down, even Paul had to take you back to the Old Testament. Come on here, somebody. Even Jesus had to take you back to the Old Testament, because why? They all work together as one. I can't tell you nothing without the new, and I can't refer you back to the old, because how many of you know that so many men of God began to speak, and they took you back to tell you what Elijah and Isaiah had said from the time before? So this is what we're going to do here this afternoon. I want you to all go. We are going to go to the book of Ezekiel. We're going to discuss, and I'm not swaying away. We're still here to do what? Evangelize.
Come on.
We're going to talk about evangelism. We're going to talk about the word of the living God. I'm not here to tell you nothing no different. I'm not here to sell you no false doctrines, but I'm only here to give you truth. And my Bible tells me that the word is a more sure prophecy all by itself. That when Helen and her passed away, my Bible tells me the word will be here forevermore. From the beginning of Genesis all the way down to the last of Revelation, it's still God's spoken word that God has given to man. Amen. That they wrote down on a piece of paper, and it has become life to us. Many of us can pick up the Bible, and it'll become just another novel unto you. But if you're not hooked up to the King, if you're not hooked up to the Christ, if you're not hooked up to the Father, it'll just be another book, because you will not have no revelation in it. Amen. Can someone say amen about that?
Amen, amen.
Let's go to the prophet Ezekiel. We know that Ezekiel is a book. Ezekiel was a prophet called from a very young age, at the age of 13 years old. We know that Ezekiel, guess what? He was not only a prophet of God, but Ezekiel word means what? So that may God strengthen him, that God will strengthen him. Now, when you get ready to go into the book of Ezekiel, anybody and everybody knows that Ezekiel was a what? A man that brought judgment and a man that brought hope. Not only did he bring judgment to Israel, but he also brought hope to Israel. How many of you can say that we are in a season now that you're about to walk into judgment now? You're about to see how God is getting ready to expose the secret things, because my Bible tells me that there was nothing hidden that God would reveal. You know, we're here
in a time now
when people are sitting back and looking at things as if though it's a shock, it's a surprise. But if you read your Bible, it shouldn't be a shock, nor should it be a surprise. But what gets me into all of this is when I look at my colleagues, when I look at the friends that I have walked with for so long, and I began to see how they feel. And the Holy Ghost had to tell me there was nothing new up under the sun. Now I'm just getting ready to show you what's under the skin, because you was walking with the skin of the man, but you was not walking with the spirit of the man. Because now I'm getting ready to expose that thing that was hidden, because I've been whispering to them all the time, but nobody could hear the whisper. But now I'm getting ready to shout. You know, when God gets ready to shout, the Bible tells me that stuff begins to shake, that even in the atmosphere, in the earth realm. How many could you say that here it is now? You can hear the shaking now. You can feel the rumbling. Come on here. You can even see it through the weather now. Why? Because God said, I've been silent long enough. God is saying, now I'm getting ready to speak now, and I'm going to begin to do what I told Isaiah in 58 chapter that I want you to cry loud now and spare not. Now is no time to spare anymore. Now is it no time to compromise anymore. Because if you don't do what I tell you to do in this season and in this time, not only will you be the ones that I need you to preach upon, but you will be the ones to be preached on. If that makes sense. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Let's talk about what Ezekiel said. We're going to go to Ezekiel, the 13th chapter, and I'm going to paraphrase a lot of this here. But I want to read to you the first few scriptures of Ezekiel, the 13th chapter. And the word of God reads as this. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy and say, Bow unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen none. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the desert. Ye have not gone up into the gap. Neither lay up the hedge for the house of Israel. Come on here. Where were you when they needed your protection? But now you're getting ready to talk and gossip behind the closed doors here. The fifth verse says, You have not gone up into the gap, neither made up the hedges for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. Come on here. They don't even know how to fight, but yet we also evangelize. We can tell them how to get their next dollar, but we can't tell them how to warfare. Come on here, somebody. I need to know how to war against the enemy. I need to know what to do when my enemy comes up against me like a foe. Have you taught me that God's going to fight my enemy just as sure as he's fighting even today? Come on here, but why have you not taught? Why have you not stood in the gap? Why is the gap so open so wide? Why have you not closed the gap? Come on here, somebody. Then the hedges for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen what vanity and lying and divination. I want you to understand divination in this here right here, scripture, this here verse right here. It talks about a seer of foreknow. Come on here, many of us said that we see this. I saw that. But come on here, God is saying this was not by me. I didn't mandate you to do that right here in this season, but I was mandating you to warn my people. But yet, you stood quiet. Yet you went after the things that was in your own heart. Yet you went after because everybody was doing it. So let me jump on the bandwagon and let me do it too. Woe unto you. The Bible tells us in the 7th verse. Let's go back to the 6th. They have seen vanity and lying divination. Saying the Lord said, and the Lord has not said it. They have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision, and have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say the Lord saith, howbeit I have not spoken. Therefore, thus says the Lord, and I love when God getting ready to talk. Therefore, thus says the Lord, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, says the Lord God. And my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity. And that divine lies, they shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writings of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord thy God, because even because they have seduced my people, saying peace,
come on,
and there was no peace. This is what I wanted to talk about. Because even because they have seduced my people,
my
saying
God.
Peace, and there was no peace.
Whoa,
and Lord. One built up a wall, and lo,
come on, woman of God,
with untapped more water. Don't mean to put some sticky stuff together, but you did it in a rush. on Lord of means that you tried to build it, but guess what? It shall not stand. But God said it's getting ready to fall down. Not only is it getting ready to fall down, but now I'm getting ready to expose. You see, people didn't understand, Pastor. God was getting ready to talk to the children of Israel. If you remember in the book of Genesis, when he got ready to talk on Mount Sinai, the first thing the children of Israel said, oh, Moses, please tell them don't talk to us anymore. Moses, let them talk to you. Because we are frightened, we are afraid because of the thunderous and the lightning. We can't take it, Moses. Let them talk to you. God is saying, because I've been whispering a thing to you for so long. You have ignored me. So now I'm getting ready to shout. And when I shout, I'm getting ready to shake up the earth. If you think I'm lying, now I'm going to paraphrase the 10th verse. But if you don't believe what I say, listen what the 11th verse says. He says, say unto them which dubbed it, that did it. That did it so quickly, tried to put it together, and untippered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflow of shower, and ye, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Now, don't you believe that God is talking about the weather here? He's talking about even the weather. He's getting ready to tear some stuff down. We hear, see, every time we look around here now, look at the weather. It comes right about the same time. And people is not yet knowing the times. They'll sit down and tell you that, oh, we need to be like, I'm like the tribe of Issachar. I can tell you the times. But I don't need you to tell me the times, because also the tribe of Ishmael was the ones that told me what to do. If you think I'm lying, go talk to his brother Zephalon. Zephalon would give Issachar the finances to back him as Issachar gave him the word. Come on here, somebody. I don't need you just to tell me what time in the season, because I could probably sense that. But maybe I'm not here well equipped as you or further along as you. Now I need you to tell me what to do in this season. I need you to give me some direction, just like it did when Samuel got ready to tell Saul. He didn't just tell Saul about his wife, his donkey was, but he's also told Saul, look, I need you to go here. You're going to meet up with some prophets. I need you to do such and such. Come on here. Where's the direction? But you're telling me that you hooked it to the vine. Where is your evangelism? It just does not mean just a word. But that means I have a relationship with God. That means I can hear his heartbeat. That means I have instructions coming straight from heaven that I can give to the people. Let me tell you something, people of God. God is getting ready to deal with the prophets now in this season, because the prophets should have been there to tell you. I've been in churches after churches, woman of God. I have not seen yet a church to give me a spirit of direction. I can hear them tell me what God is getting ready to do, but I have not heard the warning as of yet. Where is the warning, O Israel? Where is the warning? Where is the evangelism?
Come on.
You can tell me about everything going on in my life, but you hooked up to the vine. But you can't give me instructions and tell me what's to come.
Come on now.
Let me tell you here what God has given me. I heard so much about, if we can get to September, I heard so much about that how things going to change and how things going to shift. Let me give you what God has given me. Now, I heard someone spoke of it this morning for the first time since I've been looking. And let me tell you, and I'm guilty of it, because, Pastor, there was a time when I shaved back too.
Come on, come on.
And Lord, how are you going to tell me to tell a people something? God, how am I going to tell these people this? God, they're going to look at me like I'm crazy. Just like you are no different from Noah. You're no different from Daniel. You're no different from Jeremiah. And you're definitely not no different from Ezekiel. Because Ezekiel was here. I put him in a place to warn. I put him in a place to bring judgment. And now I'm putting you in a place here in the same position. You said you want to evangelize. But when you are evangelizing, you got to put some truth in it. And you got to tell the people what I tell you. I already know, Pastor, that they are stiff-hearted or stiff-necked people. I already know that some of them not going to believe in you. But on a mandate that I gave you, the authority I've given you, because when you get that authority from God, grace got to follow you. But when I give you that mandate to do as I've called you to do, because many people think just because you're called, and here it is, God still has fear. seasons and realms that he puts you in to do certain things. Now, but if you are connected to the vine, and you even though we're going to New Orleans, you might go down Airline Highway, but I might go down the interstate, but we should end up in the same place. We should still be talking. You might get it a different way than me, but we should still be talking the same thing. Now, here you got everybody is waiting on September. True enough, these are the Jewish holidays, which they call the Jewish Sukkah, is what happened. Now, you got to remember, now we're still talking about a Jewish calendar. Jewish calendar means that the first of the month is the end of March and the first of April. So it started, and they call it the Nisan on down. So now when you say, when the Bible talks about the 7 months in the book of Leviticus, he's actually talking about September, because that calendar is different than our calendar. Do I have anybody to understand me? I don't want to lose anybody. So when God began to tell them what to do in the 7 months, now here they celebrate this here stuff here in September. Now we also, let's go back to the four blood moons. Now, we all know what the four blood moons talks about. The blood moon is a lunar eclipse occur on the earth when the earth passes through the sun. Are you with me? Now, we also know that blood moons are common. They happen maybe about twice a year. Do we understand each other? But now they are happening back to back, which we call a tetrad, which means it comes in fours here. You got to remember, we've already had three. You had one April of, you done had one in October of 2014. You done had one in April of 2015. Now it comes again in September of 2015. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now we also know what the blood moon occurred. You got so many Bible scholars that say certain things, but the only thing that I got from heaven and I got from God, that it will be a strategic change in that time. We know that the Jews celebrate the Sukkah, which means they build a house, a tent outside of their house. They sat there for 7 days because this is where they remember how God delivered them and took care of them in the wilderness. Are you with me? So here is what they celebrate at the end of September. But we also find out that the four blood moons, the last one will show up on September the 28th of 2015. Now, how many of you know that every time we get this here to happen, that something happens for Israel? Come on here, somebody. We know that there's a dramatic change that takes place. Anytime something traumatic happens with Israel, God comes back and gives them a tremendous triumph. Are you with me? Now, here it is. We're about to see the same thing. And what the economy does not know that here now you got the Supreme Court has made their judgment. Here now we fight in the state against racism again. Don't you know that these are the tricks of the enemy, which the government does to distract you from what's really happening and what's really going on? But God is saying, right, I need you to warn my people and to remind my people to prepare, because now we're going to hit into a perilous time. If you think I'm lying, let's go back to Joseph. Remember when God began to reveal the dream to Joseph of the Pharaoh? He said, I need you to store up 7 years, Joseph, because 7 years is going to be good for you. But in the next 7 years, you're going to have a great famine in this land. It's going to be a grievous one. But I want you to store up. How many of you know God was giving directions there? I want you to be to be wise and to think. Don't think and sit here like you are comfortable. Don't you know you got Russia and China teaming up together even as we speak now? Because even when you're getting ready to look at Russia, how the famine is so great in Russia. Do you know what they're really trying to do? Back Russia up into a corner like they did in the war of Japan when Japan dropped over there on Hawaii. Don't you know that they really push Japan? And I got some information that I shared with on the book, because people don't understand. Don't you know the earthly times back up what the Bible already spoken of? But yes, you can tell me that you notice the time. And the not only do you should know the time, but tell me, what should I do? Okay, Pastor, let me tell you, what should you do? This is what God has given me. You should be able to store up some stuff. Not only should you be able to store up even in your prayer life, but I suggest you store up even in your natural life. I suggest that you get ready for a war that's getting ready to take place. I suggest that you prepare your food, you prepare your water. I suggest that you tell your people, I'm talking to all five core leaders that's under the sound of my voice, because I'm getting ready to cry loud now, and I'm getting ready to spare not. While you're teaching your people everything else, teach your people how to go up the walk. Teach your people how to walk down with their words. Teach your people how to walk up against the devil. I want you to know that even you'll find out now they're fighting with the devil. And God, how come I did not see that? And I'm walking with you all the same time. But God said there's a time and a season for everything. You don't understand why I had you to back up. But now that you're gone, now you see why I had you to sway away. It's a purpose in everything we do. Stop when God separates you from something. Out of loyalty and love, you go back and pick it up again. God did it because God got a reason for why he's done it. Don't you know there's a reason why the Ark of the Covenant was sealed from the outside? Because just like some of our leaders we are today, our love and compassion was set in and caused us to miss God. We've been fighting all this time, but because we're trying to pick you up, and you know you done disobeyed God, and it'll cause us to miss God as well. Pray for your brother and sister. Let me tell you something about love. God demanded us to love, but God also told us don't be ignorant to the devices of Satan. I will love you to my heart, but if you're going to go off and do evil, I'm not going to allow for you to take me with you. Now, you can call me every name you want to call me. You can get mad and you can whisper my name up and down the road, but at the end of the day, we're going to see who God is going to win. Because I want to see who the God that you serve, is he going to protect you? Because the God that I'm serving, I know he's going to protect me. Because he told me if I dwell in that secret place, and where is that secret place? That's in him. That's in his word. That's in his presence. And once you're in the presence, the Bible says there's nothing hidden that he won't reveal unto you. So I say again, O ye prophets, O ye seers, why are we not watching? Why have we left the post? Why have we left the gap? Why have now you have turned to foxes in the desert? And I'm not just talking about men, because the 17th verse, it goes on to say in the book of Ezekiel, he said, likewise, thou son of man, set thy face the daughters of the people as well. I'm not talking just to the men, but I'm talking to the women that I have given them anointed to see. You will say that you are evangelism, you are a pastor, you are a preacher. Everybody, don't you know you hold the gift of everything? Now, let me tell you something now. Just because you are an apostle, that does not mean you got the gift to prophesy. Just because you are a preacher, you might not have the gift to prophesy, but you have the gift to give the good news of Jesus Christ. And my Bible tells me that's a prophecy all by itself. So let's get back into the place of God. I encourage you to do like Paul said when he got ready to talk to Peter. He said, Peter, I want you to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. What did he only tell? He didn't only tell him that. He said, but rightly dividing the word of truth. How can I divide the word of truth if I'm not connected to the vine? How can I divide the word of truth if I don't know any truth? I can see so many people say, God has called me to prophesy, and when you ask them by scriptures, get it to me right off your hand. You cannot tell me. And I'm not saying it as a cliche. I've done it. I've texted people that I'm mentoring, tell me what the scriptures and what does that say. That's letting me know if you're studying it or not. If I tell you to go to the book of Haggai, you should be able to tell me what's Haggai between. If I say turn to the book of Philemon, you should be able to tell me where is it. Why are you paying those taxes? Because those are the ones that we rally you. But yes, God has told you this and God has told you that. People walking into calling that God has not given them. Yes, oh, I ain't forgot, I'm still evangelized. You want an office, you want to hold a house so bad, but you don't have the grace of God behind you. You just want it because it gives you a title. What good is you with a title if God hasn't equipped you? Don't you know whatever you start on by yourself, you're going to have to finish it by yourself. Don't you know when you go before great men and women of God, and here you don't have the grace of God with you, you cannot fight them? Don't you know this is the reason why you got so many leaders going to the crazy house today? They committing suicide today because you don't step into something that God didn't grace you for. Know your father, know who God has called you. He told Jeremiah. name because I'm going to make that name great. I said, oh, God, you mean they're going to run for me? No, because what you have, they won't be able to take
it. Nah.
And I'm 45 years and just walking into it. Why? Because I didn't. God chose me and I wasn't ready to choose him. And now you think I have time to play with the devil. I don't. I have time to give you the word. I don't have time to make it easy to compromise and swear and say it sweet. Now, when you want to talk to Angela, yes, Angela, the humble sweet something. But now when you're telling Angela, I need you to teach or to preach, now you're talking about God's Angela. Now, that Angela there's going to cry loud and spare not.
Go ahead.
Some of you walking around here and you knowing that you some of the debris is still on you, but yet you're afraid to go and ask the Father and say, Father, help me, because I don't want no evidence of my past. If I tell you my past, I'll make you run. But why you don't know what it's on me? Because God removed it from you. Things I had wrong in my past, I didn't have to fight it. God went back in my history and erased it for me. See, I wasn't married and said I had a baby out of wedlock. The baby was 18 years old, my son. Took a blood test out of 18 years. God had me to believe he was somebody else. But the minute I accept the calling of God and told God, I'm getting ready to run from you, God came and told me, he said, I want you to go take a DNA. Come back to find out my 18-year-old is from my husband. Why? Because God said, I would not have you to look back and feel guilty. Because you done chose me now, I'm getting ready to clear up your path.
Go ahead.
That's how I know if you want God to take the debris, God will take the debris off of you. You won't look or act like what you was. Your personality won't change because in the world I did have a bad attitude. And I tell people all the time, you catch me on the wrong day, if I ain't praying in the morning. Now, if you come at me wrong, because the Bible tells me harsh words bring no anger, I ain't going to tell you what you ain't going to get. Now, I'm turning on me now. Will I cuss you out? You just might. Not only will I cuss you out, but I'll be ready to fight you too. People don't want to say that. I don't want you to put me on a pedestal. I am no different from you. God did what he did in me. I don't get no glory. Everything I am is because of God.
My.
We still talking about evangelism. Now, who are your igniter? The Bible tells me now who it is that calls you to have your fire. Is it the devil or is it God? Because the devil can ignite you too. The reason why I said it, Pastor, why would you say a thing like that? Because my Bible tells me that men going to go before God and say, have I prophesied in your name? Have I laid hands and healed the sick in your name? He's going to say, I know you not, you worker of iniquity. I remember when Jesus went back to tell the people, he said, you talk to me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. That's the same thing that Isaiah had told them years before. You talk all this Jesus, but your heart is not there. You don't allow people to turn you just like 2 Peter talks about. He said, you're in progress. You have allowed for the people to turn you into merchandise. I have not seen the people of God ready to do what the world say do. Here you got the show called Empire that's full of filth. Now you want to have a conference called the Empire. Now here you got the devil out here working in Nene. Now you want to go in the church and work the Nene. Come on here. We're the light of the world. The world's supposed to follow us. We don't follow the world. Where are you prophets standing up and guard your house? Where are you watchmen that's supposed to be at the door? Judgment is coming to you. The Bible say, woe unto you. You done left the gap. And now my people don't know how to fight. Because when they should have been in training, you're telling them a future, giving them a future that I didn't tell you to tell. Now they're waiting on it to come to pass, and no one is there to confirm it. Now that I walked out to church and said, ain't nothing but a bunch of false prophets, they're lying because they want your money. Because why? You gave them a hope that God didn't tell you to give them. You said it to keep them. Because it felt good and it looked good and it can get the people to stand up. Possibly, you know, when I go to the church now, I don't care if they're standing up because I feel like if you're sitting there, you listen, you're catching it. If you're standing up shouting, you're going to miss something when you go home. I'm not moved by a shout or if you want to get up and clap your hands. I'm moved by if you're getting it. A man asked me a question. cannot leave you with a question unanswered. Let me take it to you in the scripture. Let me find it for you in the word of God. And he began to get it because it wasn't Angela that was saying it. I'm just a spokesman for my father, which is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob. That is my igniter. That's who ignites my fire. That's who ignites my flame. He told me I am a peculiar person. I am one of a kind. So you mean to tell me I done turned to be a follower and not a leader? I'm following the world when I should be leading them. Why? Because I want love and loyalty from somebody that I can touch and feel and not from the God that I know exists. Come on here. Don't you know whatever you got, God got to give it back to you. If you be willing and obedient unto God, don't you know he's going to give you the good of the land? That's already spoken of. God said that if I can close the grass of the field, if I can feed the furnace of the air, how much more would I do for you? That's already spoken up. Now give my people something they can fight with. Take them deeper into my word. Teach them how to warfare. Tell them what's going on in the end time. Tell them what they should be preparing for. Tell them who's getting ready to walk up to. Tell them what they should put aside. I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. If I gave it to Joseph, don't you think I can give it to you? If I gave it to Daniel, don't you think I can give it to you? I haven't stopped giving my people instructions to my men and women of God. They just haven't stopped receiving instructions. They weren't open to my instructions. They were doing it with the survivors out of their own heart.
My God.
Because it didn't come from me. I'm going to tell you to get in your word even more. You talk to the Father even more. You started to show yourself approved. You prepare your time because let me tell you something, men and women of God, it's not going to get no better.
All right.
You get ready to walk into a perilous time now. You better put on now your whole armor of God. You better get ready to stop your stuff. Everybody waiting on September. But let me tell you something. You better have your walk clothes on when September hits you.
All right.
Because if you study the times with the natural times, you'll see how Iran, which was modern-day Persia, you can see how they do have their nuclear war system that they can send into the atmosphere and cause the EMP, which is electromagnetic pulse, which they can cripple the United States. Here you got Greece down so hungry that they begging for money and for food. Here you got people putting these people back up against the corner. And if you back up a line and he coming out fighting, you got Russia, $25 now means nothing anymore. That Russia is starving today. But the United States are putting troops over there in Iraq so they can monitor the gas, the oil. They made up a war that didn't have to be for their own selfish gain. But I can't be mad because the Bible speaks of it. What are you telling your house? How are you telling your house to fight? How are you telling your house to prepare? Stay on your faith. God is still giving instructions today, like he did yesterday. God didn't change nothing. We put God in a box. If God can answer the servant of Abraham, which is Eliezer, to tell him, the servant of Abraham, say, God, let it be that Isaac's wife be at the well. Don't you know that God answered that man? Rebecca was at the well. He said, not only let her be there, but let her ask me for water and let her ask my animal for water.
All right.
Everything he asked God for, don't you know God did it?
Yeah.
But the reason why what you're asking for, because someone down through the years has told you God might not come when you want it, but he's right on time. Yes, he will come when you want it. Because someone has said, well, if it don't come to pass, not keep praying. You are the reason why God is prolonged. Because your belief is there. The Bible says, so the man thinketh, so is he. If you know that you talk to God, what is the hesitation? Yes, now don't get me wrong. Yes, you're going to go through some hardship. Yes, you're going to go through some time. Yes, you're going to go through some misery. Yes, you're going to go through some hurt. Yes, you're going to go through some pain. Yes, you're going to go through some disappointment. Yes, you're going to go through some shame. But you should be fully persuaded that this is the confidence that I have, that if God hears me, he's going to answer my necessary petition. God said, all things of yours, whatsoever they be, a part of the world, of they that dwell therein. Is that not scripture? They got that. But now tell them how to fight. Tell them what to expect. Man. Tell them how to be prepared. They're all my people, and I love them. But if I come right now, you got so many not prepared for me. And they're going to have to die with their blood on your hands. Because you took your own agenda. Now, if you think I'm lying, you don't take it from me. Study Ezekiel the 13th chapter. Just take time and study it and see what God is saying. Now, I have given God your people that you have given me. I pray that the word is still on good ground. God, I pray that it pierced the hearts of the people, Father. I'm asking you, God, that you meet their needs. God, I'm asking you to show all of us the way. God, I'm asking you to give us direction and precise instructions, even the more, God. We are your people crying down. I'm here to you, Father. We know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now, God, I'm asking you to move up on the hearts of your people, God. Lord, I didn't give them that you have given me. I thank you, God. I give you praise. I give you glory and honor, Father. And Jesus.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. God is getting us ready, people of God. What a word. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Ezekiel, I wasn't expecting this today. Hallelujah. I wasn't expecting this today, but the woman of God. Oh, Lord, have ministered the word today. That's a powerful chapter there in the book of Ezekiel. My God, prophesy. Ooh, prophesy against these prophets. Hallelujah. That's why we can't get out and evangelize. Amen. That's why. That's many times we want to do, but you know what? Hallelujah. Many are not. The Bible says, many as are called, they be the sons of God. Many of us don't have callings on our, not that we don't have the calling that we're desiring. See, we got certain things that we want to do. Amen. We want positions. We want titles. Hallelujah. But who wants to do the work? Ah, who want to be like Ezekiel? When God tell him to preach judgment, huh? Are you going to do that? Are you going to preach hope instead of judgment? The woman of God shared with us, he had a message of he preached a message of judgment, and he preached a message of hope, but he preached it in the at the set time, the set time. But see, we want folks to have itchy ears. You know, we want them to feel good. We don't want them to hear what thus say the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to appeal to their flesh. Amen. And that's why you don't see but a traveler. The Bible says a traveler every now and then. Amen. Because we're trying to please folks instead of pleasing God. We're trying to obey man and God, and we ignore God. Who is the greatest? Who is the creator? Who gave you the charge? The man ain't your covering. God is your covering. Of course he sent men and women, amen, to shepherd us. Amen, but all of our attention, oh, glory to God, all of our reverence, it don't go to man, it goes to God. God set the order. Oh, this woman and spoke here today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless the Lord for this word today. Glory to God. I see Minister Keisha on the line. Glory to God. I don't know if this is her first time. Hey, you're the Messiah. Oh, I had to mute this phone a little bit, Pastor Peck. Because I got excited. I got excited.
Amen.
I got to mute the phone because I don't want to disturb the message that's going forth and the listeners can't hear. Sometimes you got to listen. Every message, amen, is not for you to jump and shout, because after you finish jumping and shout, what have you heard? What have you heard that would allow you to make this message and this word applicable to your life? Amen. After the jumping and shouting, baby, you need some power, because you're going out there on some real turf. Amen. You're going to deal with some real devils. Hallelujah. You're going to deal with some real spirits. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Keisha, so good to see you on the line. Enjoyed you all this afternoon. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
And that was an awesome word. I thank you, woman of God, just for allowing God to use you and speak through you. And it's so true that sometimes people want to hear what they want to hear. They want to hear that good message that's going to make them feel good. But sometimes we need to hear those things, those words of warning, those things that tell us whether we're going right or whether we're going wrong. Because that's showing more love to people than feeding their ego and that prideful, that sinful nature.
Mm.
So I just bless God for that word. That was an awesome word. Bless God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tisha, for coming on the line. She is a psalmist, amen, out of New Home Ministries. Just a beautiful young lady. We want you all to remember her. And I'm going to ask Pastor Peck, and before we dismiss, to pray for the woman of God and pray for, you know, the transition with a job and a family. Just, you know, pray that God's will be done in our life. Amen. We're going to come back and hear Pastor Angel of the pray. Glory to God. We're going to go to my one of my good friends here out of New Orleans by the way of North Carolina, Pastor Gloria. Amen. Continue to lift up her family and pray in her husband that lost his brother last week. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Gloria. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Pastor Glory. Amen, amen. All right, we're going to go to Minister Phyllis. God bless you, Minister Phyllis.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I just thank God for the powerful word that went forth today. My sister delved into the word. She took it apart and she broke it down. Amen, and I thank God. She just encouraged us as the children of God to get busy, busy, busy. Amen, because the time is drawing near that we won't be able to do, you know, the things we desire to do. The time is now to reach out to try to win as many souls as we can. A powerful, powerful word from the woman of God, and I just bless her and thank God, amen, for being here, amen, to hear the word of God today.
Amen. God bless you.
All right. All right. Thank you, Minister Phyllis. God bless you. We appreciate you. Amen. I see Pastor Chanel on the line all the way from California. God bless you, woman of God. If you're able to say anything, your line is open.
Praise God. I just want to give honor to God, to Evangelist Bernard and to Pastor Peck. I just thank God for what he's doing. What he's going to do, and I just encourage the woman of God to keep being faithful and obedient. The Bible says that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. And all I want to do is just be saved. I got to make it in. And, you know, it's just a blessing. I've been just telling the Lord, I got to hear your voice. I don't care what's going on. No, I know, no matter what, I'm not to the left or to the right, but God, I got to keep my focus on Jesus. I got to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, you know, because it says in the last days, they're going to deceive the very elect, you know, and the Bible wants us to make our election sure. And I said, God, I got to know that I know that I know. And it's just a blessing because he's been having me teach on my prayer line about perilous time, the last days. He said, tell my people about the last days, remind them. It's a reminder. When I was on, I was hearing bits and pieces of a day trip, but I was trying to get on as I could, but I put it on record, so I got the whole thing. So I just stand. I'm going to go back on and just feast on it, meditate on it, and just let the word saturate the whole thing. But I just thank God because we've been having studies with the people, 2 Timothy 3 and Matthew 24, and everything the woman of God was saying, you know, God, he's just awesome. He'll confirm. He'll just let you know that he's speaking, you know, because like I said, I hear his voice, you know, and a stranger I will not follow. And I just thank God and just continue to be faithful and obedient. Continue to be faithful and obedient. You know? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and rulers of this dark world and principalities in high places. God's let me know, he said that I am a spirit. They that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Our battle is not against blood. It's not against flesh and blood. It's not against people. I keep hearing all these people saying ministers, pastors, that, you know, people are doing this. It ain't people. We don't fight against people. Everything's a spirit. On. So I'm just thankful for God for what he's doing. And we just go, we can't get distracted by spirit. It's not the get our eyes off people and cast off these devils. He said signs and wonders will follow that belief. God, I said, God, I got the signs and wonders. I got to hear your voice. I got to know, I got to worship you in spirit and truth because he's a spirit. Yeah. It's not about, we don't have time to look to the left or right. The enemy is bringing so many distractions.
Yeah,
you know, and
I'm
so grateful. I'm full. I can keep going.
Amen. Amen.
Good, worthy to
Amen.
Be praised. The glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we appreciate you, Minister Chanel. If you want to give out the information for your prayer line, you're welcome to do so at this time. You are certainly welcome to share your prayer line information with the listeners.
Amen. I'm gonna look up the number right now.
Okay.
It's 218.
Well, she's on. Go ahead.
I'm on Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. I do Bible studies because right now I have an outreach ministry. It's called Soldiers for Christ. It's an international ministry. It's a global youth outreach. I reach out to the youth. The Lord has really been stirring me up to bring churches and leaders and different people together. I do a lot of researches. I do a lot of connecting. So if there's ministers that want to come to Southern California, I have a lot of pastors and, you know, that always – speakers and just connecting the body of Christ because God is bringing us into the unity of faith. We're not one body, one church, many members. So I've just been really just encouraged people to come together because we're going to need each other more than ever. You know, we're so segregated, bringing the body of Christ together. You know, we're one body. Well, what affects the body affects all of us, you know.
Amen.
You know, I just, for what he's doing, and, you know, I just, like she said, it's time to teach, you know, and I've just been teaching as God gives me. You know, whatever he tells me
All
to
right.
do. So I started my Bible.
Okay, you can give them your information. Give them your information, Pastor Janelle. Give them the number again for your broadcast.
218. I just lost it. Hold a second.
Okay, are you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook under Chanel Wilson, S-H-O-N-E-I-L. Wilson.
Okay, you all can friend her on Facebook and you'll be able to look on her page and get the information pertaining to her prayer line. God bless you. Appreciate
you
very much. Amen, amen. We're going to go to Minister Daryl, and God bless you, Daryl, and God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. You know, I'm very grateful for this prayer line. And today, the woman of God made me feel like I was back in my biology lab class. Not only did she just present the word, she brought the word, and she turned around and dissected the word. And woman of God, I am so grateful for how you're allowing God to use you. You have really poured down into my spirit, and I thank God for you. Oh, Pastor, you know, I thank God for every time you bring on a speaker. I could never say I have been disappointed. I can't say that I've been bored. Or I can't say that, oh, that's old news. Because every time God is pouring out more and more anointing and just refreshing that word all over again, something we need to do. And, woman of God, I'm just grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing God to just pour down in your spirit to just present to us. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going. I see Pastor Gloria's line is open. I don't know if she's on mute or what have you, but your line is open, Pastor Gloria Smith. Amen. If not, we're going to area code 504. The last four of your number is 1965. God bless you. All right, we got a lot of noise from that line, so we're going to pass up. I say, the woman of God, Sarah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Pastor. Yes. I hear you.
How are you today?
Pastor Gloria?
Yes,
all
ma'am.
All right, wonderful.
I think someone else is talking.
No, go ahead, Pastor. You on.
Amen. God bless you. Lord have mercy. I tell you, that word was such a reviving word. I thank God that Pastor Peck was able to bring forth the word, amen, that is needed in this hour, and how God allowed her to, my God, how God allowed her to speak into the ears of his people, them that will receive it. And I certainly receive that word on today. And I thank God for you, Pastor, for allowing
amen.
The Lord to use you to go forth and speak into our lives, a word that, amen, that is needed, a word that was
amen.
Not rehearsed, a word that was not, that was rhema, that was fresh.
Yeah, that was
heaven.
Rhema.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory
amen.
To God. It was not something that, amen, we got so many preachers now that saying they're called, but they're looking them up instead of getting before God. And you were a prepared preacher. And you brought forth a prepared word from God. And I thank God for you, woman of God. And I'd be remiss not to thank God for my dear friend, Pastor Bernard. I appreciate the God that's on Rabbi Shah, the God that you stand for. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every topic, as I said before, glory to God. God is giving them unto you. And every topic that come forth on this broadcast, Pastor, I see you walking in it. I see you exemplifying. Glory to God. And you just desire for the people of God to get what God has for them. I thank God for you, Pastor Bernard. And Pastor Peck, continue to let God use you. Woman of God, I've been blessed on today, and I thank God for being able to tap in to hear this word. I love
amen.
You.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go to Pastor. I'm sorry. Woman of God, Sarah was on the line yesterday. We missed her. But we got her today. God bless you, Sarah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I wasn't able to tune in when you started. But
amen.
Thank God for the archives. I can always go back and listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
And I sent you
now,
a private message on Facebook as well today, okay?
All right. What area are you calling from, Sarah?
I'm in Florida.
Florida, yeah, you did tell me that. Florida. All right.
Uh-huh.
God bless you. What part of Florida are you
in? I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. We got a holy national convention there the end of this month in Jacksonville. Ah, glory.
Okay.
I haven't been there in probably about 12, 13 years. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm coming, but I'm looking to come, but. God bless you. Thank you. Amen.
What ministry are you going to be with here?
The Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, they're going to be there the end of this month. I think it's July the 29th through August 3rd. It's about a 5 or 6 day meeting there in Jacksonville.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted.
All right. Okay.
All right. God
All right.
bless you. Amen.
All right, God
I
bless
see
you.
Dr. Chaz on the line. Amen. Brother Chaz, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. I wasn't able to get on the line today, but let God continue to bless this broadcast and bless you, Pastor Bernard. And I'm going to go back in the archives and listen at the message, but to the speaker, may God continue to use you under the prosthetic, and may God continue to bless Pastor Adrian Bernard and her family. May he touch her mother, if we keep on praying, because we know that the Bible says prayer can change things. So we're going to pray until we devil back to hell. So I just want to say thank God for this broadcast and thank God for the host and the speaker. God is not done with this broadcast until he says, "Servant, this broadcast has been completed." So God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Chaz. We appreciate you. Amen.
Amen.
We got one or two more callers at Pastor Peck, and then we're going to give it back to you. And if anybody's on the line today, I definitely don't like to close out without a word of prayer for the people that's on the line. Any of you all have any specific prayer requests, hit the number one key, and we're going to ask Pastor Angela Peck to pray for your specific prayer request. Amen. I do see another caller just tuned in. I don't know who this is. Amen. It might have been Brother Clinton. Amen. But he's hung up. So anyway, we're going to go back to, oh, Lord, I got callers on the miss. Let me catch this area code 504. The last four of your number is 1965. Caller, your line is open. Your line is open. If not, we're going to go back to the speaker of the hour, Pastor Angela Peck. Amen. We thank God for you. We're going to go back to you. I do see Daryl and Hand is ready. Okay. All right. Area code 504. The last four of your number is 6508. Your line is open, caller.
Yeah, how you doing, sister? This is Brother Baker.
I thought that was you. This is Brother Clinton.
Yeah.
All right. God bless you. So good to see you and hear your voice. I got to come down there and see you.
Yeah. But I just, I wasn't able to listen to the broadcast, but I did get the text. I just ask that you just continue on praying that, you know, God work be done in every one of our lives. And, you know, just thank God for everything, you know, the good and the bad. And I know God is going to work it out, but I just need that extra boost. And that's all I ask for. Just to pray for me that I get that extra boost from God and through you all.
God, that's all. Amen. Well, we're going to go back to our speaker. Amen. Truly, I thank God for this word. This was, just as Pastor Smith Gloria said, rhema today. This was rhema. This was fresh manna. And certainly, if there ever was a time we need some fresh oil every day of our lives, it is now. We don't need nothing warmed over again. Amen. We know everything in the Bible is repetitive, but God can always send a fresh word, a word that would transform, a word that would cause you to think, a word that would activate and motivate you to get busy. Amen. Because one thing about the enemy, he's confused when you're moving. He can't hit a moving target. So if we continue to stay moving and stay active and doing what God has commanded us to do, we'll never go wrong. So God bless you, Pastor Angela Peck. I tell you, that was a word. And I'm always posting on social media. If you all are on social media and you see this link, amen, the broadcast link, I encourage you today to share this message on your pages. Share this message. Somebody needs to be encouraged today. Somebody needs to know that they can still go out and be an effective witness for the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. I love you with the love of God. Again, we're going to play for Minister Keisha. Amen. And Brother Clinton. Amen. And I see Minister Darylin. Amen. Did you have a specific prayer request, Minister Darylin?
Yes, ma'am, all the time.
Go ahead.
I'm asking for you to keep praying for all the charges against my son to be dismissed. And I want an encounter with God. I want a personal encounter with my God.
All right. Well, we're giving it back into the hands of our speaker, and she's going to pray. God bless you, Pastor Pat.
Amen. Pastor Gloria, I don't know if she's left the phone line.
No, she's still on the line.
But, you know, sometimes we sometimes we get caught up into everyday life. You know, we give our lives so much. We give a lot. I said that I'm 45 years old, but I've been in this thing since I was 26 years old. So this ain't the first rodeo. This is not the first beginning. It's just for the last 2 years. If they can mute the phone lines, please, because I don't want to.
All right.
For the last 2 years that when I really began to put on my shoes and say, God, I'm going to do what you called me to do. And I think we get into this thing and we get into it full force and we forget about ourselves. But this is what I want to say. I would not be a woman of God if I did not say, I can't stand with you or be with you or hold you up in the battlefield. We all here and we all are in a battle. I might not be battling what you're battling, but we all have something. The Bible says that we pray for in secretly that God will reward it to us openly. But I want to come into agreement with Pastor Gloria. Because even when I hear her talking, I heard her yesterday, and I couldn't let her voice go yesterday, and I just immediately went to praying. I didn't ask any questions. I didn't say anything. But I just immediately, because I know that I go to my Father for in secret, I know that he will reward it to me openly. You know, sometimes we hear for everybody else, and again, I say we forget about us. But I want to say this here to Pastor Gloria. I don't care what's going on around you. I know that you're saying, I know that you've been in this in a long time. Mm-hmm. I know you've been working for the kingdom. But I see God doing a supernatural shift with you.
Mm-hmm.
Although you're talking with your mouth, but there's still hidden hurt in you. I see the enemy wants to take you outside of me. But when I said that earlier, I stand and I ask the callers to stand with me. Because, you know, when the enemy comes up against us like a flood, the Bible says God will raise up a spiritual standard.
Mm-hmm.
And although when we talk, we don't want to, everything that we see and feel, we want to shut it down. But I find that we expose, the devil can't play with anymore. I find that we keep hitting, the devil have room to play. Mm-hmm. But I said the devil notice that in the name of Jesus, not by my power, nor by my might, but by the power of the Almighty God, that the enemy that's coming in to try and steal her secretly shall no longer have power to do so.
Yes, Lord.
I curse his power, and I say, if you notice, I see you. Yes. God said that he has given us power over all the powers of the enemy.
Yes.
Nothing shall by no means hurt us. The Bible says one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 on flight.
Yes,
I come on board with you, and I come on in faith, not for self-gain. Yes, but I come standing in agreement with you for that you need, that you're praying for. And secretly, I come in agreement with you because my Bible tells me that anything that two touch and agree on, that they ask the Father, I don't have to say it out in the open. But I can say I come in agreement in the name of Jesus that God meets your every need, every hidden. When I say hidden, every hidden wound, I'm not just talking about physically, but emotionally. I serve the devil notice that in the name of Jesus, and God's going to reveal some stuff to you because now you're ready for it. You know, you're saying that I can hear you praying, God, what is this thing? But yet you're running. Your spirit man is ready, but your flesh was not. But now y'all are coming together on one accord, if that makes sense to you. But God is getting ready to show you what you're fighting for, because the Bible says there's nothing hidden that would not be revealed. But I come against every demonic force. I come against every spiritual wickedness in high places. I come against everything that's trying to attack your body, spiritually, physically, and emotionally, in the name of Jesus, I come against it by the power and the authority of the Almighty God. Father, you have given me authority in the earth. And I come against the power of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. I know there's still power in the name.
name of Jesus. I know, Jesus, when I call upon your name, every demon has to bow and recognize itself under this name.
Mm.
I command every demon, every demonic force, under the sound of my voice, I see you. I command you to loose your hold right now in the name of Jesus. I come in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. The same Jesus that shed his blood on Calvary. The same Jesus that gave his life for us. I come in the power and and I know that very name. I plead the blood of Jesus against you, Satan. And I plead the blood of Jesus against every demon that you got assigned to her and her bloodline. This is the last time that you shall come through her bloodline. I command your power to come through right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose the blood of Jesus within her body. I loose the blood of Jesus over her ministry. I loose the blood of Jesus over her family. I loose the blood of Jesus over her life. God, I thank you for what you're going to do. God, I thank you for what you've already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go.
Brother Clinton. I heard you. I heard you when you first pick up the phone.
My.
I hear you running. I know you. Sometimes we say, Lord, I don't want to discuss it. See, I too used to say that same thing when I was so wounded on the inside. The first thing I say, well, somebody pray for me. I can't give you nothing specific, but pray for me. But you know what I was saying? God, I'm so wounded. I need help in every area of my life.
I can't
just say one without saying the other. But I promise you this, as you stand before God, I see everything, that I see every stronghold that's been holding you down spiritually. It's breaking in the name of Jesus. You know, the enemy didn't want you to get to the phone line. God is getting ready to send you some help spiritually. When I say send you some help spiritually, it's going to come from heaven and not from you. But God is getting ready to give you somebody to stand along with you, to hold your hand while you're in battle. Sometimes we go in battle and all we need is for somebody, just like in the days of old, to hold our hand. I fight, but I need someone in here with me that I know for me and not against me. But God is getting ready to, and I come in agreement with you. And God, I'm asking you to touch his life, Father. I'm asking in the name of Jesus that meet his needs, Father. You know his needs. You said before he called you already, answer. And why you yet speak, God? You told me that you hear us, Father. You told us that before we pray, you already know what we have need of, God. In the name of Jesus, you said that you'll supply all of our needs, Father. The Bible tells us, God, that you're nigh to all those that be of a broken heart and of a contrite spirit. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to meet him, Father, at his need, Father. I'm asking you to come down, cover yourself, God, and show up and show out on his life, God. I loose his angels, Daddy, that you have given charge over him, Daddy, to go before him, God, and make every crooked place straight, God. Let him know that he's not in this thing by himself. Do him like you did Elijah, God. Open up his eyes and let him see, God, that there's more for him than it is against him, God. Let him know that if a natural man is not there with him, Daddy, but the spirit of the angels was kept all around him, Daddy, that the angels were thrown, Daddy, God, ready to fight on his behalf, Father God. God, I'm asking you to give him strength, Daddy. You said that when we're weak, Daddy, God, you said thou art strong, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking you honor your word, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift him up before you, God.
I lift him up.
I'm asking you to cover him, God. I'm asking you to build him, Father. I'm asking you to strengthen him, God. I'm asking you to show him who you is, Father. Show him like you did the children of Israel. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
God, I thank you right now for it.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I lift my sister up, darling, to you, Father God. Lord, you know, Father God. You know what she needs, Father.
Yes,
I lift her son up before you, God.
Mm.
Father, let your will be done in that situation.
Hey,
not our will, God, because you could be doing it to save his life. But
yes,
God, I'm asking you to let your perfect will be done in his life, God.
Yes.
And while you got him, God, I'm asking you to speak to his spirit, speak to his heart, God.
Yes,
witness
God.
To him. Send your angels in the jail with him, God, to minister to him right now, God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God.
Yes.
And Lord God, you said if we draw nigh to you, God, you'll draw nigh to us, Father. You told us if we first seek the kingdom of heaven and all your righteousness, God. You said everything will be added unto us, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, draw nigh to her, Father God. As she wanted to come closer to you, God. I'm asking, God, that you show up in her life, God. Show her who you is, Daddy God. Be with her in battle, God. You told us in your word, Father God, in Psalm 91, you said you'll be with us in trouble, but you'll also deliver us out, God. You told us because we have known your name, Daddy. You told us, God, that you have set us up on high, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, show up in her life, Daddy God. Fall high up under your wings, God. Use her for your glory, God. Minister to her like never before, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God. And I thank you for it, God. I thank you for that closer walk, God. I see God is getting ready to reveal and unfold some secret stuff unto you as well. You know, people of God, we have to be open to the things of God. You know why God don't answer us all the time? Because while we tune ourselves out and we don't know, we're not tuned out God. We'll say, God, no, that ain't you. I don't want to hear it. But if you open yourself up, not to the devil, but God, I open myself up to you. Father, let us have, Father God, like you did, Jesus. Cause your angels to descend and ascend on top of me and minister to me. In the name of Jesus. And I find that God will do that. So, God, I thank you for what you're doing, God. I lift up everybody on the prayer line, God. Father, I'm asking that you, oh, God, order their steps and direct their path, God. You told us, Father God, in your word, if we first seek the kingdom, God, Lord, we're seeking the kingdom, Father. We're knocking and we're asking, God. Father, as they come before you, God, I'm asking that you meet their needs, God. You told us, God, that we acknowledge you in all of our ways, God, that you shall direct our path. Father, I'm asking that you direct the path of everyone represented on the phone line. Because you said the steps of a righteous man, God, they're ordered by you, God. You told us, God, that you'll teach and instruct us the way that we should go. You told us, God, that you're going to guide us with your own eyes, Father. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking that you honor your word, God. I'm asking that you to guide everybody under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to reveal, unfold, and uncover to them, Father. Father, I'm asking you to allow, Father God, no hidden thing to come and attack them, Father. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus against every demonic spirit, God. Lord, raise up a spirit to stand up on their behalf, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory, God. I give you honor. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're about to do. I thank you for being great, Jehovah Jireh, Father. I thank you for being our head and not our tail, Father. I thank you for causing us to triumph on every end of our life, Father God. I thank you for being with us in battle, Father God. I thank you, God, you said if we make our bed in hell, you'll be there. Father, we go to the uttermost part of the earth, you'll be there too, God. So in the name of Jesus Christ, show yourself in the lives of the people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for Pastor Adrian, God. I thank you for doing a new thing in her, God. I thank you, God, for pulling back in her that she's pulled out, Father. I thank you, God, that you're opening new doors for her, Father, that man cannot close, God. I thank you, God, that you're shutting down doors that man can no longer open, Father. I thank you for, God, that you meet her needs on every hand and on every side. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you, God, that you're answering the prayers that she praying for in secret, God. I thank you, God, that you are rewarding her even out in the open, Father. I'm thanking you, God, that you're causing her to triumph against every enemy, Father. I thank you, God, that what the devil meant for her bad, God, that you're turning around for her good, God. I thank you, God, that you're blessing everyone, God, that you're an assigned to her, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I'm asking you to order the steps, Daddy, of her sheep to her ministry, God. The people that you got assigned to her, God, I'm asking that you direct their steps, Daddy, and to her, Father God. And I'm asking you to put a word down in her belly for the people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. I thank you right now, Father. And I give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Another big story today, of course. Another live look for you outside of the Wednesday. We had storms earlier. Things may be clearing up in some areas. Others may be not.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Tell Him.
raise in your presence.
What a beautiful, beautiful song. God wants to hear from you by Pastor Samuel Blakes. We'll see you on tomorrow. Pastor Gloria Smith will be ministering for us. So have a beautiful day. In Jesus' name, love you. Hallelujah.